Block Club Chicago, now sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union and committed to financially empowering local communities. Extremely local news is on the air. Seamus Toomey now with the story of a big makeover for Bridgeport's Bubbly Creek. Is it really cleaned up, Seamus?
It is really cleaned up, Bob. I don't know if you want to necessarily go swimming in the no. South Fork of
no,
the
thanks.
South Branch. Yeah, but I would say it's quite different from when it got nicknamed Bubbly Creek because of it was literally bubbling from all the waste that was dumped in there. They've been overhauling it for a long time. The river's been really cleaned up, and the latest project is they tore down an old gas plant there, and they've done a huge park makeover. They've got fishing stations there. They've got a natural play area. They've been working on it, and it's just about to be unveiled. They're still doing some landscaping there. But they broke some news as well where the alderwoman down there, Nicole Lee, said she's trying to expand it 4 more acres up the riverbanks. That's going to take a couple more years. They've got a lot of environmental cleanup to do. But yes, once it was the laughingstock of the nation, and now it's turning into a place where people in Bridgeport and McKinley Park can kind of wander around there and check out what it should look like. So it looks pretty cool. We're excited about it.
The South Fork of the South Branch of the Chicago River. Who would have ever believed it? Let's talk about one of the Northwest Side's best-kept secrets.
Yes, this is for vintage car enthusiasts, classic cars. There's a museum that's on the northwest side, the Belmont Cragen neighborhood, roughly Belmont and Cicero. It's called Claremont Collections. This gentleman, Larry Claremont, had been collecting these cars for a very long time. He had over 600 classic cars, and I'm talking like these are the ones that will turn your head on the street, old Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Model Ts. He passed away a couple years ago. They're having an auction now for the 275 cars he still has left. So if you want to drop thousands and thousands, maybe millions on a Bentley, Bob, Saturday and Sunday at 1117 North Knox, they're going to have this live auction. Or if you just want to walk through the museum, it's really just a big warehouse, but it's pretty spectacular. We've got a bunch of pictures of them, of all the cars. You can get Michael Jordan's Bentley that's on there, as well as I've never heard of this one, but I'm not in the market, but a 1926 Rickenbacker car that was one of only 17 made, and it's the last surviving one. That's sort of the crown jewel of this auction that could raise up to $15 million for charity.
This weekend in North Knox, all the information is at blockclubchicago.org. And I saved 30 seconds, Seamus. Tell us about what could be a new West Town monument.
Right, yes. So I'll add a little whimsy here to the city. We talked last month about Twisted Spoke in Westtown closing down, the bar that had been there for 30 years. Also about the motorcycle with the skeleton on the top of the roof that people drive by all the time. The neighbors are now petitioning to make that into a monument somewhere like right in the middle of Ogden on one of the median parkways. So there's a petition going around. Lots of work to be done, but there could someday be a motorcycle with a skeleton on it on Ogden as a homage to the Twisted Spoke and what it meant to the neighborhood. A wild motorcycle whiskey bar that adds a little character to the neighborhood.
A new Chicago tourist attraction. Seamus Toomey, thank you.